Match media subjects hashtag the long form. Specifically addressed to recipient. Rand Law, LLC. 2525 Ponce de Leon Boulevard, Stair. 300 Miami, Florida 33134, United States. Jasminerand, at, gmail.com. 706-424-1027. Always always never take on the healthcare industry giants, dash alone. Subject static states. Match media subjects hashtag the long form dash lemons are fun flavors and fun shapes dash real fruit is real dash lemonade requires sweetness dash nothing sweet here, sour yuck puss. Can you help me and my mother, save my life from these hater wolves no care, no heart, no mind, to respond. Primary doctor assigned this month, June 2021, dash my fourth attempt to reset my Humana primary doctor to HIV doctor referral care.
Only in clinic on Mondays. Bustus, Adelaide MD. Specializing in general practice. Gender, female. Extended office hour, no. Education, University of Santa Thomas. Language, English/Spanish/Tagalog. Accepting new patient, yes. Gender preference, no restriction. Patient age preference, no restriction. Contact information. Address. 16701 Valley Boulevard Fontana CA 92335. Phone, 909-434-4755.
I have a medical condition on June 15 RTH 2021 that needs urgent doctor care. My mother is going to accompany my visit, dash 100%, dash even if I must get completely nude. The doctor assigned to my Humana primary care apparently only is in the office on Mondays. So, the person on the phone said that I had to be in by 11 a.m., dash obviously that was not going to happen. So I have an opening of a window for 2 hours. Scheduling Uber now. 52% charge on my phone. This process must be so directed to match media subjects hashtag huge fail. Time status update, 12:48 p.m. dash still waiting, dash I had to quickly bargain for the use of the bathroom, relieved.
Carol Ray. Two reviews. A month ago. About 2 years ago there was a women doctor possible an Indian woman that helped me referred me to a surgeon that saved my life I was slowly dying internally this doctor also saved my life by really caring about me and taking the time to listen to me, and gave me the care I needed for so long this woman is an angel. Like. Share. Alejandro Aguirre. Two reviews. 2 months ago. Translated by Google, a very bad clinic and despite the fact that many people come to consult the truth, it is very long and terrible service, my wife answered the COVID test by mistake and got a headache and wanted to do nothing, it was. More. Like. Share. Joanna Rios. Two reviews. 4 months ago. Worst experience ever. Do not, I repeat do not go to this clinic. My mother called on 02/8 to inquire information about their immigration physical exams. They told her they were doing walk-ins from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. She went on 2/9 around. More. 4. Share. Diana V. One review. 4 months ago. Worst clinic ever was there right when they opened and left 3 hours later but still didn't get checked or anything.
Dear overruled attorney. Jasmine Rand. This correspondence might sound strange. I saw your appearance on the CNN newscast. Hear neighbor explain why she called 911 on black Adam guests. 4,379,027 views, the 12th of May, 2018. If I made a wager. Opportunity, odds and my own history. Maintaining a connective force, PK, always. See very last line link, resourced at. At Ben Vonnegut, Legislative Affairs Officer dash APA Public Interest Government Relations. That is a person on staff at the American Psychological Association. In those 2018 involvements you were legal counsel. The requests of law enforcement to provide the 911 voice call recordings. You were requesting 911 call transcripts from the Rialto Police Department. Were not satisfactory. That you never received usable evidence to meet the needs of your client. Comma dash. If I'm right respond at least the least of the response you should be verbatim. PK is how it's made. We are hating ourselves to our oblivion. Comma fireworks, see no evil monkey, volcano, ghost, locked with pen, pouting face, confounded face, police officer, goblin. Pile of poo, person gesturing no, broken heart, upside down face, thinking face, nauseated face, lying face, tornado, bomb, alien monster, vertical traffic light, construction, warning, flag, United States, SOS button, prohibited, no entry, cross mark. Match media subjects hashtag time's up. Comma alien, they are really there watching us, right? Maybe they are our god. Perhaps. The insurrection that occurred on the 6th of January 2021 in Washington DC at the Capitol building are direct reference on these matters. But you fill your life with echo chambers and not listen to everybody. I am to you. Shoofly don't bother me. Must you listen to me? Of course, no. Might you listen? Never unless we be dealing in an 8.0 magnitude earthquake's aftermath. Morally, are you justified to never provide a path of response? You shall burn in hell. This is a matter of national security. The events that occurred from 2018 were located in Rialto, CA. I am located in the city of San Bernardino. Of course, I was hoping that you would be available locally. I have an issue that has been ongoing for many years and is in direct relevance to why this video was selected into my view this evening. I need you to take something hard and fast. Please sit down. Before you do, maybe you should drink 2 glasses of water, because what I am about to describe to you, and all of the elements that I have associated myself with these matters for more than 15 years. First, Google my full name, James Martin Driscoll. My story is written and it is not fake, nothing can be done to pull my story out as libel or defamation against the actors of hate that have been allowed, to be intentionally allowed, to win. What I put to you, this is a style of involvement well over a 5-10 minute attention span. This is a story that has unfolded for more than 15 years. In these 15 years, as the strangeness of occurrences have happened, I of course have placed that truth up into view onto my intellectual property, holdings of an internet domain namespace first registered in June of 2005. At this point, in my latest writings put into spoken voice narrative audio media, I declare that what I have put into view a published status standing, not distributed across a timeline of friend links on Facebook or Twitter, but is presented upon the fabrics of life public accessible nonetheless. What has happened to me is unacceptable to remain in the silent abyss to only surface into perhaps curiosity if and slasher when one by one, someone takes to make a search query on persons associated to this story that I do not shelter or keep secrets. What I represent and present into view is in direct contrast to the disclaimer affixed to the old 1960s and 1970s police interest TV shows like Adam-12 and Dragnet. The story is based on true events names have been changed to protect the innocent. Not even comparable, to hold a live life journal of record, and no one content removal request has been received over the years, and not one claim that what I have put to an account of life dynamics is fake, bent, spun, or redone, it is put onto the web as close to actual events, most the source of my writings involve using our digital connectivity tools, such as I am using now, and pre-wisdom-wise, knowing there will be no response, to pretext my efforts to keep and preserve my own words, for later transference onto my internet domains that definitely hold valid informational society web presence. As I introduce you, your appearance in a 12th of May 2018 video post, and this journal record as a whole, are direct relevant, in this directions of knowing the contents as a whole, from my mind into my hands and finger work, the source reasons why our society is dealing a bad hand time and time again against commons is self-evident. Not just to a value view as the preponderance of the evidence standard in civil cases, because I do not write dishonestly. Even though my writings might be subjective to my opinions, I do not put to the public nonsense, and must meet well beyond the 50% point, for it must be 85% or higher truth and perhaps a 15% false specifier. No, not such a standard of preponderance I represent to you here now. I tell you that. What is at your storytelling here is self-evident, beyond a reasonable doubt.
Tell all the people. Song by the Doors. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange. Faces come out of the rain. When you're strange. No one remembers your name. When you're strange. When you're strange. When you're strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange. Faces come out of the rain. When you're strange. No one remembers your name. When you're strange. When you're strange. When you're strange. When you're strange. Faces come out of the rain. When you're strange. No one remembers your name. When you're strange. When you're strange. When you're strange. Source, Music Match.
Do you want to know more? You will have to match media subjects hashtag fail. All of civil society must fall in line to condone, enable, respect the haters elite as VIP, the haters have been and continue to be allowed, intentionally allowed to win. Prove me wrong about you, respond a response of responsibility. Hold professional standards please. Step up, be accounted for knowing, this text is already destined to be put into public channels. I don't need some pretty face to tell me more lies. I need someone that I can believe.
Honesty. Song by Billy Joel. If you search for tenderness, it isn't hard to find. You can have the love you need to live. But if you look for truthfulness, you might just as well be blind. It always seems to be so hard to give. Honesty is such a lonely word. Everyone is so untrue. Honesty is hardly ever heard. And mostly what I need from you. I can always find someone to say they sympathize if I wear my heart out on my sleeve. But I don't want some pretty face to tell me pretty lies. All I want is someone to believe. Honesty is such a lonely word. Everyone is so untrue. Honesty is hardly ever heard. And mostly what I need from you. I can find a lover. I can find a friend. I can have security until the bitter end. Anyone can comfort me with promises again. I know, when I'm deep inside of me. Don't be too concerned. I won't ask for nothing while I'm gone. But when I want sincerity, tell me where else can I turn? Cause you're the one I depend upon. Honesty is such a lonely word. Everyone is so untrue. Honesty is hardly ever heard. And mostly what I need from you. Source, Lyric Find. Songwriters, Billy Joel. Honesty Lyrics, Copyright, Sony/ATV Music Publishing LLC, Universal Music Publishing Group, Songtrust Avenue.
Help me and my family, please. Please, please, for sake of sanity, sir, you are on my side of life, dash serving real pancakes, not shitcakes. Please, please, pretty, pretty, please, be a real honorable decency, dash RR, or are you not a real cake of a lady? I really have no more hope, dash you all go on and on, dash without being challenged, the notion, dash the world. Is all upside down, dash time to stamp yourself to your integrity, dash instantly needing refocused address. Thank you. Help me to have a voice and an impact that would honor my former role in our society as document integrity as being a former notary public for the state of California, commission ending in 1999. This was a few months before I tested positive for HIV in September of 1999, and a split of differences that places a text poetic prose writing in February 2005, when it was for the very first time, dash fucked up humans was scribed into my writing spaces. Now let us extinguish the smoke that will for sure ignite and turn into a grand old out of control forest fire, dash, even if that is cause to ignore this, dash never to respond, dash the fire of flames is gonna ignite because of your leap maladjusted conclusions that I just made some kind of social gaffe of social imbalance, so offensive, when it dash for sure is your lack of human intelligence, dash not asking for superhuman abilities from what I can obviously see, dash a successful career in law even to a bit of a celebrity status. Congratulations. But when I finally hit the nerve I will be flying into, dash the shit is going to hit the fan, and I don't even have any research of who you are, only the video appearance, dash and my first impression of your public presence on your website. Can we stop playing games with one another and get down to actual legal clauses of circumstances, dash stop, look, and listen to me please. Can I trust you can follow a rule set custom, by holding a stop sign here dash, comma stop sign. Because by the mere mention of the word dash F as spelled out F-U-C-K, dash a word found in most any dictionary of the English language is in no offensive posturing, dash when you consider this facts admired to the world fuck. Snippet of text from public posting, this text written by me dash but good god, nobody listens dash nobody cares. Are you really really sitting down, had two glasses of water, dash stop look and listen, to the overwhelming need. Spoken here by way of Mactapond. If you won't listen to James Martin, maybe you will consider this Halo Angel taking way over needed cycles. You must find fault somewhere to turn your head, walk away, dash the voice is too loud, too proud, too slow, too fast, something. Got a grip or help to improve this, dash nah dash you would see this through to the end, dash your heart is human with blood that spills red, dash everyone, dash not green like spark of Vulcan. Give me a fucking break dash hit stop, reply, dash and say. I am listening to this, I will reply detailed, by your best estimate maybe Friday. A status goes much to the professionalis MS, simple messaging system, that should be default showing. But not.
Can we make this crazy act of spoken voice words being expressed here, dash flow easy into. Go, just do it please, dash thank you, take on to life, dash burden my owner creator. James Martin Driscoll no more of bullshit you adore. This is affecting us more badly than you actually realize in all of this nation unto all of this creative destruction of our community match media subjects hashtag social trust locally. Good friends / true friends why do you humans lie so much? http://community.grewup.net/24/. But carry on you haven't actually responded yet but carry on you probably will stop reading but carry on like it is not important that you received this message from a person that is homeless, my owner and creator, on the streets of Fontana and Rialto in the Inland Empire. To answer the question above. Yes, of course. Such examples include, but not limited to, fuck cancer at https://www.linkedin.com/companies/fuck-cancer/about/fuck-yet-astrophysics@https://www.linkedin.com/companies/fuck-yet-astrophysics/about/fuck-racism@https://www.linkedin.com/companies/fuck-rasism, simple messaging system, /about/, and fucked up design. https://www.linkedin.com/companies/fuck-up-design/about/. Furthermore, each of these cited examples of companies above each having similarly existing web presence internet domains accessible matching their namesake, but of course, such as http://fuckcancer.org and http://fuckyetastrophysics.com, a non-profit example, and a .com example. But just carry on like it does not matter and carry on like an asshole. Carry on like there is no tomorrow and carry on because there might not be a tomorrow after all. Sure, there'll be a tomorrow for you, but there might not be a tomorrow for James Martin Driscoll. When this message comes through into your view, James Martin Driscoll is going to be probably honest, most disheveled. Can he speak? He needs to be here in true need. Are you paying attention?
This contact form correspondence might seem strange, rest assured. The music performances of past decades. The Doors-people are strange applies. Links here are not requested to be followed. I give revoke consent for these facts, that you're not given permission to. Ignore any links, at any time of my attempts to communicate with you, to hold that intentionally induced excuse to maintain ignorance at the real life to death jeopardy I am standing in, neck deep. Drowning in the shit and IT has not yet hit the fan for you. But when IT does, you might as well let me drown in that you will cast more shit onto my grave, if you just ignore me. I do not lie, cheat, or steal my way through life. You may call my mother at 909-882-8759. Her name is Veronica Driscoll to ask her if indeed her son is in fact in a death over life vulnerability of actualized jeopardy. We need help.
http://relatiaudibi-need-a-guardian-angel-fired-insert-at-group.up.net/truth-equals-trust/forevermore-cruel-info-masters-duel-to-the-death-of-me, United States citizen James Martin Driscoll, let's try targeting the fault slash. Index of slash truth equals trust slash forevermore cruel dash and info masters dash duel to the death of me, United States citizen James Martin Driscoll, let's try targeting the fault. Icon name last modified size description. Parent directory dash. Dear, match media subjects hashtag match media subjects hashtag dash 01 dash dot fucked up human dot net slash 2021 dash 04 dash 12 426 dash. Dear, Daniel dash Goldman dash on dash focus, dash the dash secret dash to dash high dash performance dash and dash fulfillment slash 2021 dash 04 dash 02438 dash. Dear, from dash overriding dash my dash inner dash knowing dash to dash trusting dash myself, dash Catherine dash winter dash celery, text gems slash 2021 dash 04 dash 02129 dash. Dear, restore dash wholeness slash 2021 dash 04 dash 12206 dash. Comma emergency dash understanding dash status, dash monster mash dash mash me dead on 2021 dash 04 dash 21 2108 3.5 m. IMG, at sign reality audit dash consent defined JPG 2021 dash 04 dash 12 457 166 k. Comma at sign reality audit dash consent forbidden odd 2021 dash 03 dash 30 2031 9.7 m. Comma at sign reality audit dash doctor dash niraj dash gupta odd 2021 dash 04 dash 22 138 129 k. Comma at sign reality audit dash gang stalking odd 2021 dash 04 dash 12 336 8.1 m. Comma at sign reality audit dash march dash 28 dash 2021 odd 2021 dash 03 dash 29 532 18 m. Comma at sign reality audit dash stop gang stalking odd 2021 dash 04 dash 12 13 48 11 m. Comma at sign reality audit dash stop mass shooting odd 2021 dash 04 dash 12 13 48 11 m. TXT, at sign reality audit HTML 2021 dash 04 dash 21 812 3.6 k. IMG, dear dash doctors please dash listen PNG 2021 dash 04 dash 12 709 768 k. Comma demand wall off a huge monster don't lie to me the new horizon now odd 2021 dash 04 dash 17 20 31 13 m. IMG, demand wall off a huge monster don't lie to me the new horizon now PNG 2021 dash 04 dash 19 9 o'clock 212 k. Comma email tracking dash email confirming dash, draft odd 2021 dash 04 dash 14 20 26 4.5 m. IMG, government dash consent PNG 2021 dash 04 dash 12 709 142 k. Comma I dash no dash it's dash pointless notions dash of dash hate dash at sign reality audit odd 2021 dash 06 dash 018 12 6.3 m. Comma I dash can't dash concentrate dash on dash anymore dash of dash this odd 2021 dash 04 dash 17 142 3.2 m. Comma in the mind way dash wiki world odd 2021 dash 04 dash 11 21 26 2.1 m. SND, Southern California Orthopedics 2021 dash 04 dash 12 16 32 48 mp3 2021 dash 04 dash 12 20 05 3.6 m. Comma wholeheartedly dash reject dash notions dash of dash hate dash at sign reality audit odd 2021 dash 05 dash 31 18 14 2.7 m. Comma dismad world, JM dash whites cover wiki world in the mind way odd 2021 dash 03 dash 30 19 26 9.7 m.
Oh mighty mighty deeds, dash the blonde is not the pick for me. Whether or not my comments here hold emotional questions upon you, dash currently there are 22,451 comments on the video you appear in, dash this comment will be publicly placed with the following heading. Attention Jasmine Rand, dash attention attention. Comma SOS button, 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 SOS button. Comma SOS button, 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 SOS button. This is a 911 emergency, calling 911 police. Is denied access dash already proven with actual. Call recordings and are captured real time. 911 dash text interface to the San Bernardino Police. Department dash. At Lieutenant Nelson Carrington, Western District Commander. Attention. Jasmine, pretty flowers, dash I don't need pretty, R-A-N-D. A-T-T-O-R-N-E-Y. Seriously, dash. I need honesty. Comma dash. Can we break out of the silence? I highly doubt it, dash. The shit is now hitting the fan, dash when will the shit turn into gold? So we can take it, dash and melt it down into crafting golden bells? So far, dead humans, dash including ME, dash are happening. Each second that you pass by this message, dash. For you dash in the know, dash are just slaves to your predictability. Comma cool 8 ball. Behind the 8 dash ball is this. Comma skull, 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 skull. 1, skull, is coming very soon. The human death of United States of America born citizen. The 1st of September 1965 and native San Bernardino City resident. Attempted project community resources dash Denver, Colorado. Awesome Cramabone Playroom School dash an adult consent though and practices school. The official school resources roster audio. Official roster announcement dash to dash match media subjects hashtag Cramabone. A West African source morality wisdom symbol communication system from the Adinkra. Means, one bad makes all look bad or, the bad makes it difficult for the good to get noticed. It is a warning symbol against deception and hypocrisy. Considered a binding not symbol affixed to a situation of community affairs dash the good odd. At James Clark. At William Jamal Wilson, first lion without need of pledge, match media subjects hashtag Cramabone, a West African source morality wisdom symbol communication system from the Adinkra, means, one bad makes all look bad or, the bad makes it difficult for the good to get noticed, it is a warning symbol against deception and hypocrisy, considered a binding not symbol affixed to a situation of community affairs dash the good student match media subjects hashtag 0005 awesome. At Sammy Francher, first night lion, match media subjects hashtag Cramabone, a West African source morality wisdom symbol communication system from the Adinkra, means, one bad makes all look bad or, the bad makes it difficult for the good to get noticed, it is a warning symbol against deception and hypocrisy, considered a binding not symbol affixed to a situation of community affairs dash the good student match media subjects hashtag 0002 awesome. At Samuel Jesse Grew Up Pledged Lion Martinez, match media subjects hashtag Cramabone, a West African source morality wisdom symbol communication system from the Adinkra, means, one bad makes all look bad or, the bad makes it difficult for the good to get noticed, it is a warning symbol against deception and hypocrisy, considered a binding not symbol affixed to a situation of community affairs dash the good, student match media subjects hashtag 0001A awesome. At Timothy Noonan, at, hhs.gov. At match media subjects hashtag Timothy L. Marable, match media subjects hashtag Cramabone, a West African source morality wisdom symbol communication system from the Adinkra, means, one bad makes all look bad or, the bad makes it difficult for the good to get noticed, it is a warning symbol against deception and hypocrisy, considered a binding not symbol affixed to a situation of community affairs dash the good student match media subjects hashtag 0003 awesome. At Chris, match media subjects hashtag Cramabone, a West African source morality wisdom symbol communication system from the Adinkra, means, one bad makes all look bad or, the bad makes it difficult for the good to get noticed, it is a warning symbol against deception and hypocrisy, considered a binding not symbol affixed to a situation of community affairs dash the good student match media subjects hashtag 0004 awesome. At Key, match media subjects hashtag Cramabone, a West African source morality wisdom symbol communication system from the Adinkra, means, one bad makes all look bad or, the bad makes it difficult for the good to get noticed, it is a warning symbol against deception and hypocrisy, considered a binding not symbol affixed to a situation of community affairs dash the good student match media subjects hashtag 0001 awesome. At Joy Badwound. At Bruce David Cook. At David Tapscott. At David Driscoll. At David Darnell. At Fool Said I, Sergeant Lanier Joseph Rogers III. At The Mouse Trap, Attorney-Timothy-Peter-Crinsett-at-fucked-up-human.net-not-a-joke-not-to-harass-to-end-use-an-honest-response-the-game-is-over. At Angela Keeby. At Chief Executive Officer Daryl J. Vigil MBA. At Jim White Scarver. At Wendy Jackson-exec dear. This is my current location. James Martin Driscoll equals age 55. 3260 Grand Vista. San Bernardino CA 92405. House line, 909-882-8759. recycled back in a state of perpetual homelessness. July 2017-forced back, - blocked off by intentional. Designs of an informational quarantine where all of civil society just swishes ME away. Shoofly don't bother ME. You too. Attorney Jasmine Rand will fail me, - will just leave to die. Forced to be here, into the spaces of family. Dynamics, - living in this room from which I am writing. To the childhood home here in the family since I was age 5. Family violence happened in this room, brother attempts to rape ME. Names are not changed to protect the guilty. This house has never been a resolve of therapeutic order. Seriously, if things remain unaddressed. I have no reasons to live, - I just want to die. Posted across social media is this tag, - includes YouTube videos. Where is my response of care and concern of community help? Match media subjects # IV untreatable. This is not a joke, serious as a heart attack would be, - My eye am lifting into view, - the voicemail of my mother. Why, - the need to maintain a silence ever so forever. A standing wall, - massive monster. A forevermore cruel society you all are to ruin my life. What has been done to me, - goes unnoticed as acceptable collateral damages. DEDUCTIVELY. RESONED, HERE, ASTHE, ONLY, POSSIBLE, LEAVING. OPTION, LEFT, TO, CONCLUDE, OF, THIS, DAY, TO, DAY, WAKING. NIGHTMARE. My life has been disturbed and documented, - I indeed identify with a massive population of other persons across this nation. As persons being subjected to massive abuse. I am a targeted individual. Of gang stalking. For more than 15 years. The creation registration on the 10th of June 2005. Of. http://fuckeduphuman.net- stands alone unique to the storytelling narratives. Even though, - the actual truth has finally been placed. Onto actual research findings published at the National Institutes of Health, http://nagov. Under the subject heading of gang stalking. - Now for sure, - you will never step out of the dark corners of the life. You will never 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 be real, - you will never 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 respond to ME. - Why the outrageous overtoned, burned to crisp overdone? Deafening silence? How can your ethics guide your daily tasks, - Attorney Jasmine Rand, will you standing one more of them as being so forevermore cruel? Why can I not be given this opening path of working way success? Why will none of you I reach out to, - respond to me? https://www.iartube.com/watch/v=ttjozyco. Match media subjects #CNN match media subjects #news. He tweeted hate at her. She sued. Then she met him. 5,067,634 views, the 21st of September, 2019. 89k. 3.4k. Share. Save. CNN. 12.6m subscribers. Subscribe. A torrent of hate hit Taylor Dumpson after she became the first black female student body president at American University. She fought back with litigation. And then she agreed to accept an apology from one of her tormentors. Match media subjects #CNN match media subjects #news. Upwriting this will take courage, - Upwriting this will take conscience, - Lowballing this is wrong 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 in so many ways, never can be made pretty. The snippet text pulled from public spaces, - is contained in this named PDF, seriously. http://fuckeduphuman.spaces/knock-knock-angels-needs-and-answer-write-away-pdf. I don't think you want to hear from me. I am the scum of the earth. It's got to be the fact that is true. Why do I have such an attitude of discouragement? Because I've been calling that I need a guardian angel to fix something very serious in my life. Nobody is helping nobody, absolutely nobody. Don't be shocked to not respond. Pile of poo, - be mind blown, exploding head, for a change. One message James Driscoll Thursday, the 17th of December, 2020 at 8:45 a.m. to knockknockangels@gmail.com cc, Dr. Veronica Kelly - Director San Bernardino County Department of Behavioral Health, Mama - Fire Dancer everything here is very serious, this is as serious as a heart attack. I have a way with words and I do not change the way I express myself to try to impact or alter or get in or to manipulate anything or anyone. A person who cannot just receive me the way I am, if you cannot handle these words. I say I don't care who you are, fuck you. Crazy world future words. http://community.growup.net/25/- https://knock-knock-angels-cared-co/- Knock knock angels, I need a guardian angel. Knock knock angels, I need a guardian angel. comma warning, flag, United States, bell, time keeps on, hourglass not done, slip in into the future dash no justice, prohibited, no peace, loudly crying face, persevering face, weary face, angry face, confounded face, comma dizzy face, ogre, goblin, pile of poo, skull, dash no more time, hourglass done, satellite antenna, loudspeaker, SOS button, police car light, the void, heavy large circle, three strikes, cross mark, cross mark, cross mark, snake, snakes among us, broken heart, dash situation critical, bomb, medical abuses chill our fanatics medicated dulled out our will of resolve dash erosions of match media subjects hashtag social trust dash the chill, pill, never ending repeating dysfunctional violation slash betrayal of the commons, counterclockwise arrows button, repeat button, versus button, clockwise vertical arrows, doom and gloom epidemics of, pistol, violenza slash mass shooting slash gang stalking for, money bag, hate profit, dash getting paid by government sources to hate on our community members, provable special interest politics conspiracy, dash define, invest, contact David Mann, raising hands, asimplemessage.com, dash a challenge of simple design dash knock knock angels, smiling face with halo, smiling face with halo, smiling face with halo, dash I need a guardian angel, flexed biceps, baby angel, folded hands. God, hear my prayers. God, hear my mother's emotional distraught and torments of sufferings dash she and I need help from human sources of integrity dash find us a place where the words contained and linked forward from within are given the truth and light of your most best way we are to hold each other up in joyful suspended love. Dash let us fill the hate void with your wisdom and guidance to new bonds of faith trust dash please take away the powers of devilish deeded hate that remains the obstacle of silence murdering glory of the hateful privileged few dash. Including the misnamed community manifesto the named within are following dash they know what is in thyre hearts and soul of truth. Reaching out to DBHSB County. Link, http://knock-knock-angels-are-you-beings-of-trust-or-of-hatted-at-fucked-up-human-dot-spaces-slash-reaching-out-slash-gmail-reaching-out-3-odd. Knock-knock-angels needs an answer right away. Link, http://knock-knock-angels-are-you-beings-of-trust-or-of-hatted-at-fucked-up-human-dot-spaces-slash-knock-knock-angels-needs-and-answer-right-away-odd. An open public letter to Dr. Veronica Kelly, link, http://fucked-up-human.life/dr-veronica-kelly/video-playlists/the-problem-of-hidden-modendus-definite-slash-how-poor-people-survive-and-the-usadw-numeris/. I already revoked my consent that you can ignore links provided into your view in this correspondence. You must uplink not ignore these links, dash dash by ignoring them, dash sustains a void of ignorance onto these matters that I detest and give you no consent to remain in that void of ignorance, dash walking away from me, or uniting me, dash either way. If for whatever justifications or concerns you have upon the links provided to you dash you must respond with those concerns. Rather than simply ignoring me. If for whatever reason, you remain confused to link upward, you must provide the links that you intentionally refuse to follow up with, dash such responses of course will become a part of the public view of exactly how you handle this moral delimitations placed upon you this day, dash the 15th of June 2021, dash. I only am bargaining on a human conditions, most have compassion dash most have conscience dash or most at least would not want it known how true cold-hearted they really are. Of inevitable catastrophic outcome here. Sooners than laters. If everything stay same, dash same to same day to day. I die, me human no longer breathing dead. I died. You must allow that is your needed deed, dash so that you can avoid this, dash before you are torn to take. Serious these matters. Into true moral agency, dash. And match media subjects hashtag do something right just and united with me and for me, dash for a fucking moral change of duty deed. Please. If you fail to respond in 7 days from today dash 5 p.m. business closing time, dash Pacific time. Deadline mandated to be strictly issued and maintained. Tuesday, the 22nd of June, 2021, 5 p.m. local Pacific time. I will and I must, dash create an entry upon the records here, dash and populate that online web presence. With this actual detailed written record. You do not want this to be a final failure, dash dash do you?
http://fuckeduphuman.life/index/Derek Lewis Washington/Dr. Catherine Meek/Dr. Joseph Pierce/Dr. Neeraj Gupta/Dr. Veronica Kelly/Mike-ISocialCop-Virus/Google4681FC0HC5A24E0BHTML. If we unite forces, dash the outward hate unaddressed from this doctor. Needs a correction on psychologytoday.com, a well-respected monthly magazine format publication resource for persons seeking mental health advice, therapist and doctor referrals, founded in 1967. Psychology Today is America's match media subjects hashtag one media source in its field found on Twitter, at Psych Today. Index/Dr. Joseph Pierre. Parent directory. Consequences-@PsychUnseenOg. Draft-Dr. Joseph-Pierre-Og. My turn dash COVID-19 vaccine disability accommodations I dash really dash have dash and dash extreme dash situation dash hall to dog. NPI dash 165940833/. Psych unseen January 22, 2016 a circumflex, 2 og. Psych dash unseen dash January dash 22 dash 2016 dash command dash about face og. Screenshot 20210601-080829png. Screenshot 20210601-080829-2png. Screenshots 2021-06-01-08-11-36png. Screenshots 2021-06-01-08-11-36-2png. Screenshots 2021-06-01-10-35-26png. The dash hate dash is dash all dash them html. The dash first dash impression og. Video slash. Why dash the dash silence hate dash sympathizing dash at fucked up human dash piggies og. Why dash the dash silence hate dash sympathizing dash piggies og. Recording 2021-06-13-23-20-38 MP3.
Why the deafening outrager silence every listing? Your answer lies in this truth. Audio, 13 minutes 13 seconds. The first impression dash brief slash short version. http://kagan-frisk-store-6740 Denver, Colorado Hatters have been allowed to intentional Owen Cubus Mud Unit 700 Total Rental History Paid at Fucked Up Human Dot Life slash Dr. Dash Joseph Dash Pira slash the Dash First Dash Impression of The Governors of Gang Stalking by Richard Lighthouse. It was amazing. 5.00 rating details, 3 ratings, 0 reviews. Rev 3A dash this short ebook describes the leaders of the gang stalking program against targeted individuals in the United States. Their names are David J. Glaw and Brian J. Murphy. I was able to track down these two criminals, due to the brave efforts of police whistleblowers. During 2018, there were 3 police whistleblowers that stated the fusion centers were being used as gang stalking control stations. The Intelligence and Analysis Office of DHS provides funding, training, free software, database and contact lists, and some of the key personnel for the fusion centers in the United States. I&A office coordinates between the fusion centers and works with the emergency 911 call centers in the United States to block and redirect the emergency calls of targeted individuals. Many targeted individuals have experienced what happens when making a 911 emergency call and no ambulance arrives, or police arrive and mock you. In my opinion, Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen and President Trump do not know about the criminal conduct in the DHS Intelligence and Analysis Office. Organizational charts, background information, and further research are suggested for readers. Targeted individuals are encouraged to write or call the DHS secretary and FBI agents dash and tell them what is happening. Try to use different channels to contact them. It appears that the office of the DNI and FBI's counterterrorism unit are also directly involved. Write to your senators and congressmen. Talk to your state legislators. Email your city council members and medical doctors. I have provided a long list of contacts at the DHS. Please contact them. Or if you are in the Washington DC area, please hand dash deliver messages and leave flyers on their cars. In my opinion, Glaw and Murphy have committed acts of high treason against United States citizens. Under the U.S. Constitution and federal law, a judge can deliver a death sentence to these government officials and each of the employees in the DHS Intelligence and Analysis Office. A lifetime sentence in prison, without parole, is also a possibility for them. The last known address for David J. Glaw is 2912 S. Grant Street, Arlington, VA 22202. Please print this document for distribution. The government criminals are tracking it electronically. What we have is an underdevelopment of civil society resources. There are no consulates. This is filed content under the name of an actual law enforcement operating offense onto these concerns.
http://organizationsstored.fuckeduphuman.net/california-highway-patrol/index/california-highway-patrol. Parent directory. California-highway-patrol conduct unbecoming public trust og. FBI MG 16235784099945JPG. Trust document og. Trust document PDF. Facebook dash messenger simple transcript foundational public og.
https://dictionary.org/. Match media subjects hashtag match media subjects hashtag match media subjects hashtag all definitions here are found in the glossary dictionary at apa.org dash the American Psychological Association. PK. Abbreviation for psychokinesis. Psychokinesis. PK. N. In parapsychology, the alleged ability to control external events and move or change the shape of objects through the power of thought. Examples include the supposed ability of certain psychics to influence random number generators, to manipulate a roll of dice, or to bend a piece of metal. See change effect. See also telekinesis. Comma psychokinetic ADJ. Telekinesis. N. A form of psychokinesis in which solid matter is purportedly moved or manipulated solely by the power of the mind. Some selective interest topic research studies. https://signatapa.org/record/1956-05666-001. A study of psychokinesis in its relation to physical conditions. Journal article database, APA Sick Info. Forward, H. Citation. Forward, H. 1955. A study of psychokinesis in its relation to physical conditions. Journal of Parapsychology, 19, 133-154. Abstract. In tests for a psychokinetic, PK, effect upon the placement of moving cubes, groups of objects with different degrees of surface roughness were released together. The experimenter, acting as his own subject, willed them to come to rest in the target half of the table. In one series, the use of smooth and medium-rough cubes yielded chance results. In another, a statistically significant difference was found between smooth and very rough cubes. The results are evaluated in terms of the equivalent physical energy required to produce the effect and the psychological factors involved. Sick Info Database Record, C. 2017 APA, all rights reserved. Comma Copyright, 2021 American Psychological Association. Comma Dash. https://signatapa.org/doi=10.1037/2f0033-2909-132-4529. Cover image for psychological bulletin. Journal information. Journal talk. APA Sick articles. Journal article. Re-examining psychokinesis. Comment on Busch, Steinkamp, and Boller, 2006. Comma copyright. Request permissions. Radin, D., Nelson, R., Dobins, Y., and Hout Cooper, J., 2006. Re-examining psychokinesis. Comment on Busch, Steinkamp, and Boller, 2006. Psychological Bulletin, 132, 4, 529-532. https://doi=10.1037/0033-2909-132-4-529. H. Busch, F. Steinkamp, and E. Bollers, C. Record 2006-08436-001. Review of the evidence for psychokinesis confirms many of the author's earlier findings. The authors agree with Busch et al. That existing studies provide statistical evidence for psychokinesis, that the evidence is generally of high methodological quality, and that effect sizes are distributed heterogeneous. Busch et al. Postulated the heterogeneity is attributable to selective reporting and thus that psychokinesis is not proven. However, Busch et al. Assumed that effect size is entirely independent of sample size. For these experiments, this assumption is incorrect. It also guarantees heterogeneity. The authors maintain that selective reporting is an implausible explanation for the observed data and hence that these studies provide evidence for a genuine psychokinetic effect. APA Sick Info Database Record, C. 2016 APA, all rights reserved. Get access. Mansur Yalaric, copyright, 2021 Agical Association. 751st Street NE, Washington, DC 20002-4242. https://news.cornell.com/story/2010/12/study-looks-brains-ability-c-future. Contact. Cornell Chronicle. 312 College Ave. Ithaca, NY 14850. 607-255-4206. QNews, at, cornell.edu. Study showing that humans have some psychic powers caps Daryl Bem's career. By George Lowry, the 6th of December, 2010. Bem. It took 8 years and 9 experiments with more 1,000 participants, but the results offer evidence that humans have some ability to anticipate the future. Of the various forms of S4C, as we call it, precognition has always most intrigued me because it's the most magical, said Daryl Bem, professor of psychology emeritus, whose study will be published in the American Psychological Association's Journal of Personality and Social Psychology sometime next year. It most violates our notion of how the physical world works. The phenomena of modern quantum physics are just as mind-boggling, but they are so technical that most non-physicists don't know about them, said Bem, who studied physics before becoming a psychologist. Publishing on this topic has gladdened the hearts of C researchers but stumped doubting social psychologists, who cannot fault Bem's mainstream and widely accepted methodology. Bem became interested in the scientific study of C, unexplained processes of information or energy transfer, when he was asked to find methodological flaws in one C researcher's successful extrasensory perception studies, and couldn't. The research and this article are specifically targeted to my fellow social psychologists, Bem said. I designed the experiments to be persuasive, simple and transparent enough to encourage them to try replicating these experiments for themselves. Bem's innovation in the experiments reported in the article was to take well-known phenomena in psychology and reverse their time course. Rather than present a stimulus and measure a subject's response, Bem measured the subject's response before the stimulus was presented. In some earlier experiments by other C researchers, participants were hooked up to physiological measuring equipment similar to a lie detector that measured emotional arousal. They sat before a computer and watched randomly selected images. Some were erotic or very negative, like the bloody photos you see on CSI images. Your physiology jumps when you see one of those pictures after watching a series of landscapes or neutral pictures, Bem said. But the remarkable finding is that your physiology jumps before the provocative picture actually appears on the screen, even before the computer decides which picture to show you. What it shows is that your physiology can anticipate an upcoming event even though your conscious self might not. BEM's 9 experiments demonstrated similar unconscious influences from future events. For example, in one experiment, participants saw a list of words and were then given a test in which they tried to retype as many of the words as they could remember. Next, a computer randomly selected some of the words from the list and gave the participants practice exercises on them. When their earlier memory test results were checked, it was found that they had remembered more of the words they were to practice later than words they were not going to practice. In other words, the practice exercises had reached back in time to help them on the earlier test. All but one of the 9 experiments confirmed the hypothesis that C exists. The odds against the combined results being due to chance or statistical flukes are about 74 billion to 1, according to BEM. Throughout his career, BEM has taken paths less traveled. In 1994, he co-authored a series of experiments on telepathy published in another APA journal, the Psychological Bulletin. In my work, I have always pursued problems or puzzles that strike me as interesting and have not worried about how it might affect my career. I have a maverick approach to many psychological topics, and I consider myself fortunate that Cornell has always given me the freedom to do that. BEM, who came to Cornell in 1978 and retired in 2007, said it is unusual for him to work on one topic for 8 years, but this one was a biggie and seemed like an appropriate thing to end my career with. The journal in which it will appear is the same journal that published my very first article 50 years ago. BEM said he conducted the experiments because he believed that existing research strongly implied that precognition is real. I went in optimistic that I would be able to find it with these experiments, he said. After I started getting positive results, my undergraduate research team seemed puzzled by my enthusiasm and said, "But didn't you tell us you thought these would work?" I said yes, but when I actually see them work, that's very different. I am taking the lead stepping forward as a community leader in a need to return an ideal into perspectives. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. There will be a question test and answer session upon each of the persons addressed in real life. Not about the material presented in two-level writing. The test will be conducted on how well you think it is necessary to understand the full life and work product of a man suffering unretreated mental illness. In that, if I were to put forward a survey upon you, exactly how many old and new Twilight Zones over these years have you watched? How many of these episodes have you watched multiple times? How many of these episodes right as I click your meme markers in your brain can you recall basically by heart the plot and the performance? Black and White has its mind mimetic impressions - the dialogue slower speed of 50s and 60s television programming also has its mind mimetic impressions. D.A.H. In my view, no matter who or what view you hold, there cannot be a person alive that has watched and holds these mimetic imprints sound and wise from an obligation to see to know the full life and times of Ron Serling. https://wikipedia.org/wiki/Rod Serling. There should be made a test on this material offered, - maybe that is what we can do, - united. Rod Serling. From Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. Jump to navigation. Jump to search. Rod Serling. Dark-haired man holding a lit cigarette. Publicity photo of Serling, 1959. Born Rodman Edward Serling. The 25th of December, 1924. Syracuse, New York, U.S. Died the 28th of June, 1975, aged 50. Rochester, New York, U.S. Resting place Lakeview Cemetery, Interlaken, New York, U.S. Occupation. Screenwriter, television producer, narrator. Education Antioch College, Bachelor of Arts in Literature. Genre drama, speculative fiction, science fiction, horror fiction. Notable works patterns, Requiem for a Heavyweight, The Twilight Zone, 7 Days in May, Night Gallery, Planet of the Apes. Notable awards Emmy, Hugo, Eimpert, 1, Peabody, Golden Globe. Years active 1946 to 1975. Spouse Carolyn L. Kramer, M. 1948. Children 2. Relatives Robert J. Serling, brother. Rodman Edward Serling, the 25th of December, 1924, the 28th of June, 1975, was an American screenwriter, playwright, television producer, and narrator known for his live television dramas of the 1950s and his anthology television series, The Twilight Zone. Serling was active in politics, both on and off the screen, and helped form television industry standards. He was known as the angry young man of Hollywood, clashing with television executives and sponsors over a wide range of issues including censorship, racism, and war. Contents. 1. Early life. 2. Military service. 2.1 awards. 3. Post-war life, education, and family. 4. Career. 4.1 radio. 4.2 television. 4.2.1 gaining fame. 4.2.2 corporate censorship. 4.2.3 The Storm. 4.2.4 The Twilight Zone. 4.2.5 A Carol for Another Christmas. 4.2.6 Night Gallery. 4.2.7 Other Television. 4.3 Other Radio. 4.3, 1 the 0 hour. 4.3, 2 fantasy park. 4.4 teaching. 5 themes. 5.1 anti-war activism. 5.2 racial equality. 6 death. 7 legacy. 7.1 television. 7.1.1 writing for multiple media. 7.1.2 beginning of the rerun. 8 effects on popular culture. 8.1 during his lifetime. 8.2 legacy. 9 selected works. 9.1 filmography. 9.2 books. 10 accolades. 10.1 posthumous honors. 11 notes. 12 further reading. 13 external links. This is the man I would need to help me solve our world backward, allowing gang stalking. The invocating of his crossed over soul and spirit, dash I call upon him now to be present, dash and yelling into your life, dash. Get off the hate already. Awards, edit. Combat Infantry Badge SVG. Arrowhead. Bronze Star. Bronze Star. Bronze Star. Bronze Star. Bronze Star. Yusuf dash Glider Pilot 4 PNG US Army Airborne Basic Parachutist Badge GIF. Combat Infantry Badge. Bronze Star Medal Purple Heart. Army Good Conduct Medal American Campaign Medal Asiatic-Pacific Campaign Medal. World War II Victory Medal Army of Occupation Medal Philippine Liberation Medal. Glider Badge Parachutist Badge. Army Presidential Unit Citation Philippine Presidential Unit Citation. Comma without him, this shit is allowed to take a hold onto our disorderly conduct we allow to hold US hostage to fear. Are we going to get our shit together? Comma dash. How many persons can you share this to? How many persons agree with me? https://www.weekly.com/2020/01/22/gangstalking/. Home news cover gangstalking. News cover. Gangstalking. As these mothers fight for justice, they are also opening themselves up to online attacks and even hacking. By Terry Webster dash the 22nd of January, 2017. Share Facebook Twitter. How far would you go to seek justice if you believed your loved one's death was never properly investigated? Photo by Terry Webster. Stacks of folders, binders, and papers surround Michelle Barton, forming a symbolic fortress where she has remained captive for nearly a decade. Barton sat amid her carefully organized paperwork during our recent meeting at a Hearst coffee shop, where she revealed a bizarre story of the harassment she has endured since the untimely death of her son, Tanner Barton, in 2012. She spread out the paperwork on a large wooden table after unpacking a rolling suitcase and two backpacks stuffed with documents. We weren't there to discuss the details of Tanner's case and the investigations and theories that have blazed across the national media and social media for years. We talked about a story that until now has remained untold, the harassment of families who have lost loved ones under suspicious or unusual circumstances. Most people probably cannot fathom how online trolls or people on apparent power trips could savagely attack Barton and other grieving families, but what these victims have experienced has a name. It's called gangstalking, harassment that centers on a group effort to surveil, attack, discredit, and silence a target, sometimes to the point of destroying his or her life. B0F022FAR-6751-424E-9820-181E85E80. When Barton spoke out on Facebook and Twitter about her son's death, she found something that surprised her. Other families came forward and told her they have experienced the same types of attacks. They, too, were stalked and discredited for disagreeing with the official theories and conclusions of police and other experts. Some of the disputes and quests for truth have raged on for years, even decades. Barton and another woman seeking answers in the deaths of their family members were hit with protective orders for comments they wrote on social media. Court papers related to their cases listed no examples of severe, violent threats. Another associate of Barton's claims she was harassed so relentlessly over her daughter's death she had to move out of state. But who are the real gangstalkers here? That depends on which side you ask. Comma. Barton's gangstalking story touches a national network of high-profile true crime experts, podcasters, bloggers, and law enforcement officials who heavily influenced public discussions and perceptions about Tanner's case. Some of them aggressively tried to silence Barton for her blistering criticism of their work and her refusal to accept the official narratives about how her son died. On the 22nd of April, 2012, Tanner, a 19-year-old star football player at Marion University in Indianapolis, collapsed at a party at a friend's home in Howard County, Indiana. Why immediate aid was not given to him is still a mystery, but Tanner was left lying on the floor for nearly 6 hours before anyone called for help or realized he was dead, according to reports. In a witness statement to the Howard County Sheriff's Department, a youth who lived at the home told a detective she saw Tanner stumble as he walked toward a flight of stairs the night he died. Instead of making it up the first step, he allegedly spun around, made a strange noise, and collapsed, the report states. Initially, the youth thought Tanner was joking around. She later told a sheriff's detective that she took his pulse. Figuring he had passed out, she left him lying on the floor. She then reportedly fell asleep on a couch. College-aged friends at the gathering were drinking that night, but toxicology tests showed Tanner was not intoxicated. In her search for answers, Barton publicly sounded off about a veterinarian who was at the friend's home the evening Tanner died. She questioned whether he knew more about what had happened that night than he was letting on. Years earlier, the vet made headlines for his highly publicized addiction to ketamine, an animal medication. Because of that, Barton demanded toxicology tests specifically for the drug. Later, investigators said it was tested, even though official reports did not list ketamine by name. Barton's pursuit of the ketamine angle eventually led the vet to obtain a temporary protective order against her in 2015. Court papers linked the restraining order to a series of text messages Barton had sent him and other comments she made online. None of the comments contained threats, Barton said. That seemed to be the case in the text messages she showed me. In yet another strange twist, legal documents showed that Barton never received proper notice of the hearing for the restraining order. The restraining order has since expired. The vet later wrote in an anonymous statement on the Dr. Oz Show website that everyone was in shock that day and was trying to locate a phone number for Tanner's parents. He also said he would never have done anything to hurt Tanner, who was his son's best friend. The veterinarian was never charged with a crime, nor was anyone else. Barton said that overall, she believes there was a complete lack of accountability for her son's death as well as the lack of a thorough and aggressive police investigation. Conflicting theories, the toxicology reports, and a change in Tanner's cause of death added to her suspicions that something was very wrong. Initially, Tanner's COD was ruled as natural. In 2018, it was changed to accidental, due to positional asphyxia. In other words, after he collapsed, his position cut off his ability to breathe. It's still a highly suspicious theory, Barton said. There's no rhyme or reason to it. It's absolutely asinine. Still seeking answers, Barton started Tanner's Voice in 2015, a Facebook page that grew into a website. I was fighting for 3 years, and nobody would help me, Barton said. And then I got the idea for Tanner's Voice. Barton's social media outreach led to interview requests from podcasts, TV stations, and radio shows. Tanner's story went viral, capturing the interest of high-profile personalities in the world of true crime news. In 2017, Barton landed a spot on a podcast by Nancy Grace, a well-known true crime journalist and attorney. Around the same time, Tanner's case was picked up by the Cold Case Investigative Research Institute, CCIRI, in Atlanta, Georgia, a nonprofit institute founded by Cheryl McCollum, a college professor, crime scene investigator, and writer who works for a suburban Atlanta police force. Early on, findings from the institute indicated that for 6 years, law enforcement failed to obtain phone records, a polygraph, data from Tanner's phone, tissue testing, a 911 call analysis, a timeline of events, a comparison of written statements to phone records, and interview friends who saw Tanner the night he died. In 2018, Laura Pedler, a forensic criminologist and owner of a private investigative firm, asked Barton to appear with her on The Dr. Oz Show, a nationally syndicated TV show featuring the titular physician. Pedler, the owner of Laura Pedler & Associates Death Investigations, LPA, in North Carolina, is a regular commentator for Dr. Oz. She is also a close professional colleague of McCollum's. All of it seemed like an amazing breakthrough, Barton said. Finally, a dream team was working pro bono to find answers about Tanner's death. Lee Egan, a writer for Grace's Crime Online website, CrimeOnline.com, also weighed in on the case, along with bloggers and activists from WebSleuths, a popular online discussion forum for crimes and missing persons. In the end, everything led to more feelings of grief for Barton. How far would you go to seek justice if you believed your loved one's death was never properly investigated? Photo by Terry Webster. In late March 2018, a well-known podcaster in Canada spoke on a Canadian television program about Tanner's case with information provided by Barton. 3 days later, Pedler and McCollum contacted Barton and indicated they were angry that details of their investigations were publicly aired without their input. In writing, Pedler and McCollum both ended their involvement with Tanner's case. All of a sudden, everyone turned on me, Barton said. A screenshot of a message from CCIRI, provided by Barton, states, "We have to talk today. The Institute does not work this way. We don't take credit, we don't tell people the evidence we have, we don't leave others out when we do an interview. Dr. Laura Pedler is not happy. You now know Tanner's case is not a homicide. You know it's at most failure to render aid and obstruction. At the most, the truth is important to help other families. I agree with you, this case should never have taken 6 years, but it's not a conspiracy, cover-up, or a murder." In a 29th of March, 2018 letter written on her firm's letterhead, Pedler blasted Barton for her social media posts and statements she made on podcasts. "When you share confidential information and post things about police not doing their jobs or conspiracy theories, it is not good for Tanner's case," she wrote. "Again, please stop posting all accusations of this nature on social media or discussing confidential information with your podcasters." Due to all of the above, Pedler continued, LPA has closed this case. About a month later, the Howard County Sheriff's Department, 6 years after Tanner died, suddenly announced on social media that it had closed its investigation, based partly on findings by Pedler and McCollum. No evidence was found to indicate foul play or that Tanner was murdered, the release stated. Egan, the Crime Online writer, reiterated the sheriff's press release and made a note of Pedler's and McCollum's work on the case. The battle with Barton was far from over, though. A Facebook post from CCIRI on the 24th of April, 2018 read, in part, that the CCIRI, LPA, and CrimeOnline.com writer Egan all determined that no prosecutable crime was committed against Tanner Barton. It also stated that the case used extensive time and talents from CCIRI, LPA, Nancy Grace, Dr. Oz, FBI, Peter Hyatt, Cheryl McCollum, Lee Egan, numerous podcasters, and other media. In addition to the Sheriff's Department, the county coroner's and prosecutor's offices also investigated. All of these resources could have been spent on an authentic cold case, the post stated. In other words, Barton was told she wasted their time. The timing of it all, Barton said, especially so close to the anniversary date of her son's death, left her feeling devastated. The married mother of a young woman had to back off her activism on Tanner's case for a couple of months. It killed me, my husband, and my daughter, Barton said. And I had to recoup to get my feet back under me. Then I really started speaking out. I trusted these people, she continued. I trusted everybody to do what they needed to do and not hide just because they had connections. Numerous photos of Barton and her son hugging and laughing together offer a snapshot of how close they were. A kind-hearted person, Tanner liked to send Bible verses to people on Facebook and Twitter when he saw they were going through a difficult time, Barton said. He also loved to sing and play the guitar. Barton affectionately called him Bub. When Barton started airing her grievances on Facebook, a Georgia woman, Phyllis Cook, quickly picked up on the posts and agreed with Barton that she was allegedly wronged by the investigators. Their Facebook rants led McCollum to secure restraining orders against both Barton and Cook. Using the words vile and unethical, Barton additionally claimed she was trying to protect other families from going through what she had experienced. Because of their comments on social media, Barton and Cook were both hauled into the Superior Court for Fulton County in Georgia on the same day, the 13th of November, 2018. Court papers for both women have the heading Family Violence, although it's not clear why. Barton's papers were signed by Justice Alex Manning, who has also served as an expert with CCIRI, according to social media posts. McCollum's protective order alleged that Barton was making incessant, slanderous remarks about her on social media. McCollum wrote that Barton stalked her by attacking CCIRI and me as director on social media. Barton has slandered me and CCIRI incessantly on social media and posted lies and disparaging remarks about CCIRI and me. Further, McCollum claimed that she received a message that Barton teamed up with another person to bring her down, court papers state. McCollum wrote that Barton has accused me of hacking into her phone and computer. Barton and Phyllis Cook post each other slanderous posts. The papers also claim that Barton and Cook both made numerous, slanderous statements about experts in the CCIRI, Dr. Laura Petler and Lee Egan. A packet of social media comments provided by Barton did not include any threats. Whether additional comments exist is unknown because Petler declined to be interviewed and McCollum did not respond to repeated attempts to contact her. Cook has her own story of grief and unanswered questions. The 72-year-old has spent most of her adult life, more than 50 years, investigating what she believes was the murder of her father and brother at the hands of the notorious Dixie Mafia in Mississippi. Both of them died from gunshot wounds to the head. Her younger brother, Ronnie Anderson, died in 1967. Her father, Dan Anderson, a deputy with the Mississippi Sheriff's Department, got in over his head with the Dixie Mafia, Cook said. He died in 2002, although police investigations determined both deaths were suicides. Cook never believed them. Cook knew Barton through different online forums and support groups. They connected on Facebook. Cook had also reached out to McCollum's CCIRI and was also overjoyed that someone with clout would finally hear her story, but when things started going sour, Cook alleges that she was ordered to distance herself from Barton. If not, Cook was allegedly told, her case would be dropped, too. I was so desperate, and they were the first ones in a legal sense who were going to help me, Cook said. I blocked Barton, but then I realized I cannot re-victimize a grieving family. And after that, it was like a pit bull on a cat. Barton and Cook vehemently deny stalking or threatening McCollum. McCollum, Cook said, lied about me stalking her. She lied about my continuing whatever Barton is or is not doing. Cook also said that conversations with Barton about their electronic devices being hacked were taking place during private phone calls, not openly on social media. I did not stalk McCollum, Cook said. I did not drive by the police station, and I did not threaten her or her kids. The court appearance cost both women thousands of dollars. Barton spent $1,500 on an attorney, plus another $500 on travel expenses. After it was over, the attorney sent her an additional bill for nearly $3,000. Cook spent $2,500 for an attorney and a stressful trip to the courthouse for something I didn't do, she said. I have never seen a more vindictive group of people, Cook said. Levi Page, host of the Crime and Scandal podcast, came to McCollum's defense on Facebook, saying she did not deserve to be treated like this. Page agreed to talk to me but only off the record. He admitted to writing a public post on Facebook that told Cook to back off. The post also mentioned the prior arrest record of one of Cook's family members. It was done to embarrass me, Cook said. But Page said it was fair game because it's a public record. In the past, he interviewed Cook about her story. When asked about the validity of using a restraining order for social media posts, Chief Judge Robert C. I. McBurney of Superior Court of Fulton County issued the following statement via email. In this day and age, it is not uncommon for stalking incidents and harassing communications to involve social media. If, in the magistrate's reasoned judgment, the complained dash of conduct met the statutory requirements for the issuance of a protective order, the magistrate should have issued the order. Here, the petitioner alleged, among other things, that the respondent's conduct was harassing and intimidating and that respondent had threatened the petitioner. That some of these communications occurred via social media is neither remarkable nor disqualifying, he continued. Moreover, the magistrate likely received oral testimony from the petitioner before issuing the temporary protective order. This would have contained additional information about the situation. But not everyone believes restraining orders should be used to police comments on social media. Daxton Chip Stewart, a professor and First Amendment expert at TCU, agreed to talk to me about the concept of restricting free speech with restraining orders. His comments were not specifically about Cooks and Barton's cases. It's very difficult for courts to issue restraining orders about speech, even libelous or highly critical speech, Stewart said. The First Amendment, if it says anything, says that the government can't issue gag orders or bans on speech. Name-calling, that's not accusing someone of a crime, mere rhetorical hyperbole or calling someone the craziest person I've ever seen. These are not valid subjects for a lawsuit, he continued. You can bring those cases, but they'll get dismissed. Even if false criminal accusations are made, you can't get a restraining order that says you can't talk about me doing crime anymore, Stewart said. The appropriate legal venue is a civil lawsuit, something that often requires ample time and money. But that is the proper venue, he said. Court actions to silence someone is feasible only in the most extreme cases, Stewart added. That might include comments that could ruin a criminal case or violent threats that place people in imminent danger, for example. But the attack against Barton did not end with a restraining order. It continued with a website that emerged with its first post in May 2019. Justicisco Minko is registered to Petler and features posts that reference Barton directly and apparently indirectly. Articles from the website were also re-posted to the Facebook page for Petler's investigative firm. Nick Fuller, a spokesman for the website-hosting platform GoDaddy, said anyone who registers a domain with the company agrees that all information used to create the account is accurate, current, and complete. If invalid or illegitimate information is submitted, GoDaddy has the ability to revoke and slash or delete the domain name, Fuller stated in an email. If someone feels this is a form of harassment, he added, we also recommend they contact local law enforcement. Although attempts were made to silence Barton, Justicisco Minko holds little back about her. After the protective order expired, Barton wrote on Facebook on the 3rd of May, 2019, I guess being Tanner's voice scares some people. In 2018, I refused to believe the ridiculous theory that the media proposed to the Howard County Sheriff's Department, in regards to how they theorized Tanner's death. A theory with no new physical evidence. And because I spoke out and publicly challenged the theory, false charges were filed against me and a protective order served by a corrupt court. The lengths both of these individuals have gone to shut me up is criminal. See a pattern? When you speak out against liars and corruption, their only resolve is to use their connected resources against you. Playing off of the names of Barton's campaigns for her son, Tanner's Voice and Justice for Tanner, one of the posts on Justicisco Minko is called Michelle's Voice. It reads, in part, that Tanner Barton's voice did not then, nor does it now, scare people. Tanner Barton's name was never associated with chronic social media stalking behaviors. Tanner Barton's words did not land him three protective orders for three victims across two states. So, whose voice is this again? Match media subjects hashtag Michelle's voice match media subjects hashtag justice is here. The references to the restraining orders are in connection with the veterinarian, McCollum, and a non-related case of someone who was allegedly stalking Barton and filed counter charges against her after he was arrested and received a 1-year prison sentence, Barton said. Other posts talk about being duped and people who have Munchausen syndrome, the taking on of an illness or a victimhood mentality to gain attention, sympathy, money, fame, or some other special kind of treatment. A post titled I Got Duped says that Barton's posts over the past year have taught us when Barton reads something against her manipulative, attention-seeking narrative, she will extract one or more little pieces, twist it or them factually and in context, then repost just those little pieces with inflammatory, accusatory, defamatory, libelous rhetoric in social posts. Barton brought her story to light at this time because she continues to experience what she calls weird and frightening attacks. Documents show that her phone, Facebook account, and email have been hijacked. Phone calls were coming in with the name 666, screenshots show. At one point, Barton saw a man parked in a dark car in the cul-de-sac near her home. The man appeared to be working on a computer and had a camera and other equipment on the dashboard, Barton said. He pointed at me and started laughing, she said. She also showed me a message sent to her by a supporter of the true crime media personalities. The post has a smiling cartoon camera icon with the caption "The Deadliest Weapon." When the icon is clicked, it opens her phone camera. Then a button appears that says click here to send a picture to the person who sent the video. Barton further claims that all of the data from her phone was uploaded without her permission to an online cloud account that she cannot access. In August 2019, she began receiving a subscription to Outside Magazine, which is addressed to Tanner, even though he never lived at the Bartons' current address. The company who sent the magazine could not tell her who bought it, only that it was paid through 2021. She believes this is also harassment. It doesn't stop, Barton said. Every week, she blocks dozens of sock puppet accounts that appear as followers or commenters on her social media pages, she said. Last week, she tried to order a pizza, and her credit card was rejected because the zip code on her account was changed without her knowledge. Now the harassers are getting into my money, she said. Cook said her electronics have also been hacked. A document written by an AT&T technician told her in writing that a device attached to her cable could allow someone to tap into the cameras on her smart TV and computer. Comma. Yet another true crime saga of tragic losses and vicious trolling extends to Carbondale, Colorado, where Morgan Ingram died at age 20 on the 2nd of December, 2011. Her parents, Steve and Tony Ingram, appeared across national media following her untimely death. Morgan was aggressively stalked, and dozens of complaints were made to police 4 months before she was found dead in her bedroom. Although Morgan's death was ruled a suicide, her family never believed it. Initially, an autopsy report listed Morgan's cause of death as natural due to a metabolic disorder. 8 months later, the coroner changed that to suicide, Tony said, adding that Morgan had extremely high levels of the antidepressant amitriptyline in her system. But none of it added up for the Ingrams, who remain adamant that a stalker killed their daughter. Stalker or suicide? That question has haunted Morgan Ingram's family for years. Courtesy of the Ingram family. Similar to Tanner, Morgan's case received extensive play on national media, including the Dr. Phil show. The Ingrams have never supported the claim that Morgan committed suicide, a stance that has led to plenty of backlash. Tony said she endured threatening phone calls, her house was broken into, and that someone drilled holes through the bottom of her car's engine brackets. The vandalism almost caused the engine to fall off, she said. One time, the entire contents of her trash bin had been removed as it sat on the curb for pickup. The harassment escalated to the point where the couple moved out of state to a location that Tony said she cannot disclose. At one point, Tony also had a restraining order filed against her for things she said, but the judge in her case refused to honor it. He said it wasn't the proper forum, Tony said, but he kept it on file. Sarah Afisher, a former Yahoo community manager and blogger from Idaho, told me she suffered extreme harassment after she posted an interview with Tony on her website. Soon after the article appeared, Afisher said a series of hateful, disgusting websites were built about her. It's disgusting what they've done to me, she said. It's really horrible. The only thing I'm guilty of, though, is interviewing Tony. Anonymous people came to her blog and threatened her over the interview, Afisher said. One of them wrote, I don't want to do this to you, why are you siding with Tony, Afisher said. It's like they were warning me about what they were going to do to me if I supported Tony or interviewed her, Afisher said, who believes it is definitely a group of ladies who try to silence and intimidate others into thinking like them, and if you don't, they try to ruin your life. That's exactly what they do. They will do anything to silence you. And that's even if it means starting hate sites, spreading propaganda, or impersonating you. Afisher said she has had to deal with so much drama, for the interview and her opinions about how Morgan died. I do believe she was murdered, Afisher said. Afisher said that as an Iranian-American woman, she treasures the ability to speak out, because many women in Iran do not have that right. Similar to Barton, podcasters and bloggers played a role in intimidating Tony and her supporters. The website for the podcast Sword and Scale stated in a preview to one of its shows on the 19th of March, 2014, what happens when a family's grief slips into malice and madness, when a mother is so hell-bent on being portrayed as a victim that she begins victimizing everyone who doesn't see her as one. Welcome to the sad story of Morgan Ingram's untimely death and the circus of insanity that followed and continues to this day. Some supporters of Morgan have pushed back just as hard, though Tony said she does not agree with everything that other activists have posted. The only official websites that Tony has devoted to her daughter are morganingram.com, morganstalking.com, and facebook.com/morganstalking. Like the other families, Tony said she can't understand why people have tried to silence her. We're not supposed to be sheep and just listen to everything someone says, Tony said, adding that she discounts the opinions of bloggers and podcasters who don't have all of the information she does. Similar to Barton, Tony was critical of the coroner's work and the police investigation into her daughter's death. It was not investigated as a murder, said Tony, who serves as the West Coast director of the advocacy group Families of Homicide Victims and Missing Persons. She pointed to what she called shoddy and superficial police work. They never took fingerprints, tested for spots or the bite mark on her arm, and did not do a rape kit, Tony said. They took her phone, a journal, and expired 2-year-old medication bottles under the sink. They wrote all the wrong stuff down, she continued, and they used it as gospel. Most people don't understand the trauma and losses that go with losing a child, Tony said. It wasn't just one stalker, she said. This was gang stalking. There was more than one person involved in Morgan's stalking. Just like our family, victims' families suffer huge losses, which can create a domino effect in other areas of life like finances and the ability to function well at work. Another drawback is looking for a job. When a would-be employer Googles you and sees the controversy, they tend to think that hiring you is probably not worth the trouble, she said. Strangely, Tony Ingram was also accused of having Munchausen syndrome, the same mental illness that Barton was accused of having. Tony's diagnosis was floated by Myra Martinez, a blogger and owner of a crime scene cleanup business. Martinez said she spoke out because she didn't think it was right for a young man to be accused by name of stalking and killing Morgan when he was never charged with anything. Martinez does not believe the alleged stalker committed any crime. Imagine what will happen if he meets a girl, Martinez said. Or when he applies for a job. Ingram, Barton, and Cook all pledged to never give up on seeking answers. Sometimes, Tony said, the best thing to do is to focus on that and not the hurtful comments of online trolls and other attackers. All of our families have gone through trauma, Tony said. All we want is the truth. If the evidence is contradictory or it says the wrong thing, then we have every right to find the truth. Comma dash. Will anybody step up? https://lastreetsblog.org/2021/04/13/families-of-those-killed-by-last-described-ongoing-harassment-by-dash-deputies-as-part-dash-of-dash-triple-dash-assault/. You must access online link to all associated video media. This is extremely disturbing. Dash, this is the reality truth of the status of our nations. Hate infections that has infiltrated law enforcement. Dash, nothing else explains this. Families of those killed by LASD describe ongoing harassment by deputies as part of a triple assault. Family members spoke of feeling unsafe and under siege during the recent Stop LA Sheriff Attacks Forum attended by County Supervisors Hilda Solis and Holly Mitchell. By Sarah Suleiman. The 13th of April, 2021. C. John Weber, the father of Anthony A.J. Weber, the unarmed 16-year-old who was killed by sheriff's deputies in 2018, speaks on the ongoing harassment of his family during the recent Stop LA Sheriff's Attacks Forum organized by BLM-LA and Centro CSO. BLM-LA's Paula Minor moderated the second half of the forum. Interpretation was provided by Pro Bono ASL. John Weber, the father of Anthony A.J. Weber, the unarmed 16-year-old who was killed by sheriff's deputies in 2018, speaks on the ongoing harassment of his family during the recent Stop LA Sheriff's Attacks Forum organized by BLM-LA and Centro CSO. BLM-LA's Paula Minor moderated the second half of the forum. Interpretation was provided by Pro Bono ASL. In a the 27th of March forum organized by Black Lives Matter-LA, BLM-LA, and Centro CSO, County Supervisors Hilda Solis, District 1, and Holly Mitchell, District 2, heard from families whose loved ones had been killed by deputies from the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, LASD. Over the course of 2.5 hours, family members described how the pain associated with their loss had been compounded by what they described as ongoing harassment and intimidation by the sheriffs. The intimidation was part of what Dr. Melina Abdullah, co-founder of BLM-LA, labeled a triple assault on the community. Not only had these families experienced the theft of the body, the loss of their family member, she said, but they had also had to witness the assassination of their loved one's character as officials worked to justify the killing. Finally, the criminalization of the families, she said, the harassment, the trauma, the terrorism that is exacted upon those who dare to speak on behalf of their stolen loved ones but also on behalf of the communities that they seek to protect from further police violence had worked to strip them of safe havens. Screenshot 2021-03-29 at 9:36:30 p.m. Valerie Vargas, above, left, aunt of Anthony Vargas, the 21-year-old shot in the back and head 13 times in 2018 when alleged prospective members of the Banditus deputy gang mistook him for a robbery suspect and tried to detain him, apologized in advance for any anger listeners might hear in her voice. The consistent retaliation her family had experienced since Anthony's killing, she said, made them feel like we're trapped with nowhere to go. The more they spoke out about the inconsistencies in the deputy's stories regarding what led to Anthony's shooting and how it went down, the more encounters they seemed to have with LASD. On multiple occasions, members of the family had been followed or pulled over and forced to sit in the back of a patrol car long enough to make them late for work. Vargas herself said she had been followed by deputies from East LA all the way to her job in South LA and instead of backing off after the airing of a CBS investigation into the deputy gangs, which the Vargas family participated in, below, and here, five units had shown up across the street from Stephanie Luna's home, also an aunt of Anthony, at right, above, while family members were participating in a clubhouse conversation with the ACLU. Among the responding deputies was Jonathan Rojas, one of the two deputies involved in Anthony's death. Having to fight so hard for justice had robbed them of time to grieve, said Vargas. And the constant presence of deputies in their space, including commenting on their social media posts about Anthony, was asphyxiating. We feel like we have no sense of security walking or driving in the streets that we grew up in, the streets we raised Anthony in, she said. Feeling like they had to document it all just in case something happened to them had only added to their sense of paranoia. Meanwhile, Deputy Nicholas Perez, who would go on to kill 25-year-old George Serrano just a few months after killing Anthony, has since been promoted to the rank of training deputy. We're not living our lives to live anymore, Vargas concluded before turning to Solis and Mitchell and asking, what can you do to protect families? Vargas wasn't the only one pleading for more tangible changes in policy and practice. Those echoing her concerns offered up their own traumatic experiences, speaking to the myriad ways harassment had worked to steal their peace and why it was so urgent that there be real change. Chiquita Twyman, the sister of Ryan Twyman, said the killing of her brother, the unarmed 24-year-old father of three that deputies fired 34 rounds at in June of 2019 while they were supposedly executing an arrest warrant, was an outgrowth of the harassment he had endured for years as a young black man coming up in Compton. Ryan and Damien Leffel had been sitting in Ryan's vehicle in a residential parking lot when deputies approached with their guns already drawn. Then one of the deputies opened the back passenger side door, opening fire at him when Ryan panicked and tried to drive away. The opening of the car door was the kind of invasive, deliberate escalation that mirrored the way deputies regularly harass folks in the community during investigative stops, as seen below, in the assault of Jesus Medina in Linwood last year. And in one recorded by Ryan's friend, rapper One Take TZ, below, the same month Ryan was killed. TZ had been sitting in front of his residence when deputies pulled up and immediately began reaching inside his vehicle. Aware of his rights, he refused to get out of the car, even after deputies took his license and told him they wouldn't give it back unless he got out. TZ later told Next Wave Up Radio, below, at 8:06, that after threatening to run the plates of every car in front of his residence, the deputies got fed up and threw his license in the street. Prior to harassing him, he said they had been hopping out on people up the street for no reason. It was why he started recording, he knew he was next. Dayreezy, of NWU Radio, in the green hoodie, concurred, saying the sheriffs were worse than gang members, aggressively demanding to know where you were going and what you were doing in certain neighborhoods without having a reason to engage you. Most of the time I get pulled over, the question ain't even license or registration, says TZ. It's can you get out of the car, and let us search your shit. It was entirely likely, in other words, that Ryan had not been informed they were trying to serve a warrant on him, if that was in fact what deputies were doing. They's just so comfortable at opening your door up, TZ says below. If deputies had just followed proper procedure, he speculated, Ryan might still be alive. The violent way in which deputies engage people creates situations where they feel entitled to shoot folks, effectively because they know they can later claim they felt threatened. And now that aggressive kind of harassment has been transferred onto Ryan's surviving family members, according to his sister, putting at them greater risk for also being seen as a threat in need of neutralization. Deputies drive up and down past her aunt's home on 134th, they threaten to ticket the cars in front of her aunt's driveway even though she owns that property, and they make obscene gestures at her and other family members. Similar to what Vargas recounted, Twyman said her family was also regularly followed by deputies. They have been pulled over, put in the back of patrol cars while deputies searched through their vehicles, and released with no ticket after being told, "Oh, we know who you are, we know who you're related to," she explained. "I'm overwhelmed with how we are treated when we're the ones who lost a loved one," Twyman said of deputies showing up at Ryan's funeral, at his memorial services, and even at a birthday celebration in his memory. Meanwhile, 2.5 years on, the family doesn't even know the names of the deputies that killed him. "Can we at least have that much respect?" she asked. Screenshot 2021-04-07 at 1:58:19 p.m. John Weber, the father of Anthony A.J. Weber, the unarmed 16-year-old killed in Westmont in 2018 after deputies presumed him to be the man brandishing a weapon that they had gotten the call about, said deputies have searched his family's home multiple times since AJ's death. Deputies also lurk around his recycling business, intimidating potential customers and harassing another of his sons that works there, he said. And they regularly pull his children over and make them get out of the car at gunpoint. They do it over and over again, they don't stop because they know that the families are powerless, he said. There is nothing the families can do to push back that won't invite more retaliation. LASD has effectively proven that by harassing them at home, despite it being just outside of LASD jurisdiction, and by getting LAPD in on the act. See footage below of the phalanx of LAPD officers that showed up to search the Weber home. The first time they came, it was to look for security footage of a possible murder suspect in the neighborhood. The second time, a year later, it was to look for a man with a gun they said might be hiding inside, though officers let an elderly, bedridden member of the family remain in bed, and presumably in the line of fire, while they searched for this potentially armed and dangerous person. There was no man to be found, and none of the surrounding homes were searched. Instead, LAPD had the family's cars towed from the back alley. The testimony of Jamie Kazee, cousin of 29-year-old Dijon Kazee, killed in Westmont last August after deputies spotted him on his bicycle and chased him down to conduct an investigative stop, also spoke to LASD's influence on other departments. Just 3 months after Dijon was killed, Kazee said, instead of two probation officers showing up at her door to perform the same house check they'd performed for 2 years for her son, they rolled up 10 deep. One officer tried covering her doorbell camera, while others were seen with their hands on their pepper spray canisters or service weapons. "I wonder which hand he's gonna use when my son opened that door," she said of her fears officers would immediately assault the young man. Then she heard one of the officers loudly announce that they had cameras, something that indicated they were prepared to be met with violence of some form from the family. She grew so concerned that she instructed her son not to open that door, despite knowing that such a decision could open him up to more harassment and penalization, if officers were to declare he was in violation of his probation. She has it all on camera, she said. But what has changed in the intervening months? Screenshot 2021-03-27 at 1:41:59 p.m. For Khadija Shahbaz, who said she first heard the chant, I can't breathe after LAPD hogtied Tracy Mayberry and beat him to death in 1991, and whose son, Dana Malik Young, was gunned down by LASD at the end of a chase last October, the answer was very little. She was exhausted from being subjected to the triple assaults Abdullah spoke of for over 30 years. I don't have another life to give. I don't have any more breath to take. I don't have any more hashtags. I don't have any more energy to be marching with my fist up in the air, only to come back to the same thing, she declared. Right now, it needs to be all broken down, torn down, and started all over again. Just electing another sheriff changes little if the policies that allowed for these abuses to endure are not addressed, she said. Screenshot 2021-04-02 at the 18th of January 1942 p.m. Still, for the families who have so often felt alone in their struggle for justice, the participation of Supervisors Solis and Mitchell, and the frank language with which both women have consistently called out the bias and brutality that characterizes the history of policing in their East and South LA communities, was welcome. Sadly, as Abdullah noted, even just hearing the supervisors repeating the names of those lost out loud was meaningful. One of the things that we've seen as the lives of our people are stolen is they become hashtags and statistics, she said. Very rarely do elected officials actually say their names and acknowledge their lives. Screenshot 2021-03-29 at the 26th of October 2012 p.m. Addressing the impunity with which LASD has operated, however, will require so much more. As the sheriff is an elected official, it is difficult for other electeds to intervene, even when the need has long been clear. It took over two decades of the ACLU monitoring of the jails and thousands upon thousands of complaints from both those abused by deputies and witnesses to the horrific abuse and cover-ups for federal officials to launch an investigation into LASD, in 2010, and true to form, once LASD leadership was made aware of that investigation, when an inmate-turned-informant for the FBI was caught with a cell phone in 2011, sheriff's officials decided moving him from place to place and changing his name to hide him was the best course of action. Though then-Sheriff Lee Bakker and former Under-Sheriff Paul Tanaka were eventually convicted of obstruction of justice, Tanaka was also convicted of conspiracy. Abuses within the jails remain rampant and the deputy gangs that perpetuate that corruption remain intact. Last year, after Compton Mayor Aya Brown was pulled over under false pretenses, ordered out of her car, and searched for drugs and weapons while her husband and infant daughter watched, she openly called for the Attorney General to launch an investigation into both the Compton station and the executioner's deputy gang there. She minced no words, saying they had terrorized the community for too long and had always managed to cover their tracks. Outgoing Attorney General Xavier Becerra finally did open a civil rights investigation earlier this year, but it is described broadly as looking at the constitutionality of LASD's policing and is not specific to a station or the issue of deputy gangs. More recently, it took the combination of a California Supreme Court ruling, a new law aimed at police transparency, and a lawsuit from the Los Angeles Times for the public to begin to get a glimpse into why 300 deputies are listed as having a history of misconduct that could damage their credibility in court. The sheriffs also have a half-century-long tradition of intimidating their own into silence via at least 18 deeply entrenched deputy gangs found throughout the county, including in the jails. In addition to creating a hostile environment for their colleagues, see the recent lawsuit levied by 8 deputies naming 2 commanders, 3 captains, 2 lieutenants and 45 total deputies. The gang's presence fosters a culture that resists police reforms, such as community policing and constitutional policing, by encouraging and even celebrating aggressive tactics and excessive use of force against minority communities, according to a report by the Center for Juvenile Law and Policy at Loyola Marymount. See also Cerise Castle's excellent series Ad Noc LA detailing the violent history of those gangs and the punishments exacted upon the communities they are supposed to serve. See the essential database of deputy gang members Castle compiled here. For his part, Sheriff Alex Villanueva has denied deputy gangs control any station. In the wake of the announcement of an investigation into the department, he even went so far as to post a recorded statement from what appears to be an alternate universe, where he encourages deputies to avoid joining gangs because we want to better align ourselves with the public's expectations. He also goes on to say he's never seen groups of 3 or more officers doing anything other than being social, and argues lots of people have tattoos and join groups for fun. For her part, Solis said the issue of deputy gangs, and particularly the activities of the Banditus, the gang operating out of the East LA station, was one of the first to cross her desk when she took office in 2014. It was also one of the reasons why she, together with then-supervisor Mark Ridley-Thomas, had authored the December 2014 motion that led to the creation of the Civilian Oversight Commission, COC. But as Solis acknowledged, institutionalizing justice takes real time and effort. The first set of COC commissioners would not take their seats until the end of 2016. Since then, they've battled openly with Villanueva, who has repeatedly thwarted their efforts to hold him accountable for a range of issues. Even after the passage of Measure R last year, which purported to give the Oversight Commission subpoena power, Villanueva has repeatedly flouted their requests. He has also gone on the offensive. He opened a criminal investigation into Inspector General Max Huntsman in 2019 after Huntsman's office obtained internal documents, including personnel files for a problematic deputy that Villanueva had rehired, that LASD had refused to hand over. And he harassed former LA County Chief Executive Sachi Hamai, publicly claiming she had denied first responders paid sick leave in a pandemic, a false allegation that resulted in her being targeted with threats. He has also publicly lambasted both Solis and Mitchell for calling out the brutalization of people of color by sheriff's deputies. During a live broadcast on social media, he called Solis Lama Lynch, a slur meant to malign her as a traitor or sellout, in the wake of concerns raised about the killing of 18-year-old Andres Guardado, shot 5 times in the back as he knelt on the ground, and the involved deputy's alleged ties to the Compton Executioner's gang. A few months later, he tweeted taunts at Mitchell, suggesting she was ignorant for referring to law enforcement as the men and women of blue when the then-state senator said she hoped the Cox decision to explore ways to remove him from office would send a signal that there was a deep concern about how he was managing the department. Those personal attacks seem only to have made both Solis and Mitchell more resolute in their determination to speak truth to power in this case. The sheriff's department we know is a violent organization in many ways, retaliation, harassment, I've heard it time and time again, said Solis. And we have someone at the helm there that doesn't have respect and is, in my opinion, part of the problem, he's taken his authority and abused it. Referencing the arguments made by some of the family members, Mitchell was no less blunt, lamenting the extent to which the tax dollars of black and brown people essentially go to funding services that both make them feel unsafe and are actively wielded against them. We want to stop being murdered, she said. I don't want a sheriff's department riddled with white supremacist ideology and people who have a true gang mentality and who prioritize protecting their own to such a degree that they feel that they are above the law. As state senator and budget chair, she said, she had previously voted to fund various forms of training for officers. But the time had come to acknowledge that we can't train racism out of people. She now wanted to see more effort put into screening those seeking to go into policing in the first place. She said she also wanted to see more resources directed at strengthening social safety net infrastructure, including investments in alternative responders, services, and unarmed empathetic, culturally competent people that could be called upon in crises. Solis concurred, saying she wanted to see more services for the families. She also said she hoped to work more closely with the advocacy groups that were getting the message out there about these human rights abuses. Given the limited power the Board of Supervisors had over the sheriff, she said, it was imperative that they all work together to leverage their voices where they could. Whether it was continuing to educate the public about these abuses, working with the DA's office, empowering and supporting advocacy groups, or attempting to work through the legislature to build an oversight mechanism MS, simple messaging system, both said, there was much work to be done to exact real change. But both pledged their commitment to the long road ahead. After thanking the families and acknowledging their frustration at not having been heard for so long, Mitchell said, don't give up on me. Don't give up on the process. And please know that I'm not gonna give up either. We were unfortunately unable to fit in all of the family's stories above. Please find a recording of the full forum below. Filed under, Defunding Police, Eastside, LAPD, LASD, Legacy of Redlining, Policing, Profiling, Racial Profiling, Redlining, Safe Streets, South LA, Promoted. -. An absolute massive misaivious marvel of molding muck disgrace of American professionalism in law enforcement embedded hate, -haters protecting haters, -VIP establishment secret sect agreements, -nothing has changed. When the encounters go off the rails that I have documented, I propose a 100% complete job termination and rehire seeking to put any non-prior employee preference in hiring training and enforcement efforts, -rebuild our law enforcement agencies, one city one agency local to federal. Absolutely no one is spared the dreaded acts of themselves to be outside of the infected influences that has corrupted our nation's trust. Deadline for introduction of this cut the ties of hate, -complete. The 30th of June 2021, exactly 1 year to the date, -this fake fraud public farce took place. I am extremely dead serious, -get the fuck out of your job and let anyone apply for the job you supposed to have serviced. Do the actual functions of law enforcement that each member of law enforcement has dishonored in criminal neglect. By not taking a stand to say something, do something, be something courage, -you all are a bunch of hate-sympathizing fucked up human piggies. Absolute truth. Beyond a reasonable doubt provable conspiracy. Try me, Why the silence, why can't you respond and step out of the darkness you made, and put your face into a new light? Without reordered complete replacement to every single personal, we can never be able to trust you ever. -a forevermore cruel conscience of critical mass destruction -fails, country complete collapse. Good fucked up human bye. Public notice. 11. The California Highway Patrol, CHP, is pursuing reaccreditation from the Commission on Accreditation for Law Enforcement Agencies, Incorporated, CALIA, an internationally recognized non-profit organization dedicated to improving law enforcement and public safety services. Due to COVID-19, the CHP will undergo a virtual assessment by the CALIA. During the 29th of June, 2020, through the 1st of July, 2020, the CHP will be assessed by a team of Callio assessors who will evaluate the department's law enforcement, training academy, and communications programs. Accreditation programs administered by Callio require agencies to comply with standards in four basic areas: policy and procedures, administration, operations, and support services. As a part of the on-site assessment, members of the public are invited to participate in a public information call-in session with the CHP. The public may offer comments by calling 916-843-4398 on Tuesday, the 30th of June, 2020, between the hours of 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Telephone comments will be limited to 2 minutes. Comments will be taken by Callio assessors. The public information call-in session provides a venue for members of the public to interact with the assessors, ask questions about the accreditation process, or comment on the department's compliance with accreditation standards. A virtual public hearing is scheduled via WebEx on Tuesday, the 30th of June, 2020, beginning at 1 p.m. How to testify at the virtual public hearing. To provide public testimony via oral communication or to have your comments read into the public record, please e-mail the following information to chp-accreditation@chp.ca.gov no later than Thursday, the 25th of June, 2020, at 5:00 p.m. Please note Callio public comments in the subject line of the email. First and last name. E-mail address. Telephone number including area code. Street address. How you will provide your testimony. Online via WebEx. Read my comments into the public record. Topic/subject you will discuss. In order to provide your public testimony, you must be logged into the WebEx meeting online or by telephone at the start of the meeting. Please be prepared to provide your testimony at any time during the public hearing. When it is time for you to provide public testimony, your name will be called, and your telephone/microphone will be unmuted by the facilitator. Prior to providing your testimony, please state your name for the record. You are encouraged to speak from a prepared statement to ensure the best use of the 2-minute time limit. If a registered speaker is not available at the time they are called, the facilitator will call the next person in line. Anyone wishing to submit written comments regarding the CHP's accreditation status may send their comments to Callio, 13575 Heathcote Boulevard, Suite 320, Gainesville, Virginia 20155, or contact Callio via their website at www.callio.org. A link to an overview of Callio standards is available on the CHP website at www.chpcar.gov/callio. The accreditation manager for the CHP is Lieutenant Pablo Reyna.